What's up, you guys? You all ready? It's your girl Cocaine Kisses in the building. You're in the building, I'm in the building, we're in the building. So, yeah. Let me just get straight to it then.
Ignition sequence has started. 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Zero. We have commit and we have liftoff at 2:13. The Saturn V building up to 7.6 million thrust.
You're jamming with the hottest disc jockey. Disc jockey.
Whatever.
What's up? Let's keep it real, son. Count this money, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Hey, yo, put the grants over there in the safe, you know what I'm saying? Because we spending these Jacksons. The Washingtons go to wifey, you know how that go.
I'm saying, that's what this is all about, right? Clothes, bank rolls, and hoes, you know what I'm saying? Yo, then what, man? What?
Visualizing the realism of life in actuality. Fuck who's the baddest. The person status depends on salary. And my mentality is money orientated. I'm destined to live the dream for all my peeps who never made it. Cause yeah, we were beginners in the hood as proper sinners. But something must have got in us. Cause all of us turned to sinners. Now some resting in peace and some are sitting in San Quentin. Others such as myself are trying to carry on tradition. Keeping the sweat for us and speak at a western society. Cause it provides us with the proper insights that guide us. Even though we know somehow we all gotta go, but as long as we leave in thieving, we'll be leaving with some kind of dose. So into that day we expire and turn to vapors. Me and my capers, I'll be somewhere stacking plenty papers. Keeping it real, packing still, getting high. Cause life's a bitch and then you die. Life's a bitch and then you die. That's why we get high, cause you never know when you're gonna go. Life's a bitch and then you die. That's why we puff fly, cause you never know when you're gonna go. Life's a bitch and then you die. That's why we get high, cause you never know when you're gonna go. Life's a bitch and then you die. That's why we puff fly.
I woke up early on my born day. I'm 20, it's a blessing. The essence of adolescence leaves my body now freshened. My physical frame is celebrated cause I made it. One quarter through life, some garlic like thing created. Got rhymes, 365 days annual plus some. Load up the mic and bust one. Cuss while I puss from my skull cause it's pain in my brain vein. Money maintained, no go against the grain. Simple and plain. When I was younger, this I used to do my thing hard. Robbing foreigners, take their wallets, their jewels and rip their green cards. Dip to the project, flashing my quick cash and got my first piece of ass smoking blunts with hash. Now it's all about cash in abundance. Niggas I used to run with is richer, doing years in the hundreds. I switched my motto. Instead of saying fuck tomorrow, that buck that bought a bottle could have struck the lotto. Once I stood on the block, loose cracks, produced stacks. I cooked up and cut small pieces to get my loot back. Time is ill-matic, keep static like wool fabric. Pack a formatic to crack your whole cabbage.
Life's a bitch and then you die. That's why we get high, cause you never know when you're gonna go. Life's a bitch and then you die. That's why we puff fly, cause you never know when you're gonna go. Life's a bitch and then you die. That's why we get high, cause you never know when you're gonna go. Life's a bitch and then you die. That's why we puff fly, cause you never know when you're gonna go. Life's a bitch and then you die.
Nobody noticed us. Nobody gave a shit. But the bigger we get, the more we're taking from other people.
Yeah, in a mahogany. black scenery. That was lightning and raindrops. I'm tied up in a basement cocaine spot like Bangkok. I'm blindfold, Vietnam type, mind control is torture. His accent sounds like the rarest culture. Answer me, my actual be stabbing me gradually. Says his attribute was satanic, masonic, ironic. I felt reminded of my fast life ventures at Winters, blinded till the flashlight enters.
Yo, done, before the sun set, call connect, get all the texts. I'm vexed, this nigga soft as sex, lost respect, let's off his neck, my caliber. Got me thinking on a higher algebra. See me, I'm just as foul as ya, but you ain't got no stallion. I'm in the bigger cheddar, G's and better, on my betters, Armani sweaters, plus these crabs can never dead us. More money, more murder, more homicide. You catch that body, nigga, better had an alibi. You never know, it might just be your time. You take your ride to the pearly white gates, watch that suicide. More money, more murder, more homicide. You catch that body, nigga, better had an alibi. You never know, it might just be your time. You take your ride to the pearly white gates, watch that suicide. Now government official, got you sipping Cristal and Crystal. You fish, you foul, show you fell and took your fam with you. I'm out to get you, guaranteed every shell will hit you. Plus I'm on some shit too, laying down, who's ever with you? Mafiosa, the New York City 90s ever Sosa, AZ. You know my culture, now my wolves is out to ghost ya.
Center of a rose on a graveyard, for real now. The stakes is up a half a mil now. I tried to grab him with his shield down, but walked in a crazy paid up, sharp and straight up. Gators from Barbados, never seen nobody play those. Lay low, it's what they called them. His head bald and sipping cappuccino, spilled in the silk suits was scolding. Laugh was vulgar. Canvas paintings of the Isotola, and on his arm he wore a priceless vulture. Tobacco pipe smoker, Escobar, your life is over. Justify the righteous Nova. Bullets blew out his right shoulder. Corpse leaving a foul odor. The firm volume one adjourned, bring it to a closure.
More money, more murder, more homicide. You catch that body, nigga, better had an alibi. You never know, it might just be your time. You take your ride to the pearly white gates. Now watch that suicide. More money, more murder, more homicide. You catch that body, nigga, better had an alibi. You never know, it might just be your time. You take your ride to the pearly white gates. Watch that suicide.
So now you're rolling with us like co-defendants. No phony business, so know the difference. From supreme soloists to styles ancient as Moses scriptures. It's Latin kings, black hoofies, and white justice amongst us. Crime invades the minds of youngsters. Where it's pitch black, they can't see you. Godfather 3, falling for debt in a cathedral.
Now you're forced to listen. I got the mind of a grad from Princeton. Play your position, or soon you'll be lost and missing. It's far from fiction. My presence is like that of a Christian with ammunition. Putting states under submission. Street addiction got me tied and thorough with bubbles, still in the ghetto, but in the cut where it's mellow, incognito, on the Lilo, like Carlito, cause we know niggas don't really want us to see though. You never know, it might just be your time. You take your ride to the pearly white gates, watch that suicide. More money, more murder, more homicide. You catch that body, nigga, better had an alibi. You never know, it might just be your time. You take your ride to the pearly white gates, now watch that suicide. More money, more murder, more homicide. You catch that body, nigga, better had an alibi. You never know, it might just be your time. You take your ride to the pearly white gates, watch that suicide. More money, more murder, more homicide. You catch that body, nigga, better had an alibi. You never know, it might just be your time. You take your ride to the pearly white gates, watch that suicide. More money, more murder, more homicide. You catch that body, nigga, nigga, better had an alibi. You never know, it might just be your time. You take your ride to the pearly white gates. Now watch that suicide.
Homicide, more homicide, more suicide, more homicide.
What's up, guys? How are thou? What's good with you? Y'all hear my cat? This motherfucker here, yo. What's up? It's August the 14th. How are you doing? I know you well. I pray you're well. So, I'm here to kick it with you for a second. Just for a brief. So, this little nigga here. Oh, I thought the fucking cat said something. Watch this nigga say something too. I'm telling you. If you didn't already know, guys, I'm a big animal. Look at this nigga. So you totally should know by now that I'm a huge animal lover. I have this vision, right? That when I finally, you know, get the house that I want, in the back, I'm gonna have like a farm and shit. Like, that's, don't laugh, you guys. Don't laugh. But that's the house that I want, right? Like, you know, I want land and space to. No, seriously, like, I want, is it like a ranch? I guess, right? I know how my house is, right? In my head. But trying to explain it to you, as long as that bitch got room for the animals, you know, the animals, the animals, because I like cats, I like dogs. I prefer cats over dogs, you know that, but I could have them both. I love animals. I love rabbits. I want some rabbits. Horses. 1, 2, 3. Not too many. I don't know if I want cows and shit. But, you know, I just love animals. Point blank and simple. I just went there with it, right? So, my listeners who have, like, ranch homes and farms and shit like that, shout out to you this morning, because that's what I'm trying to live. I'm in a city, but, you know, I don't want to always be in a city type shit. And I love the city. You know, I'm in New York till I die, but, you know, something different. Something more. Anyway, just going off on a tangent, right? I do that from time to time. So today, I'm going to be talking about kind of taking it back to what I was doing in the beginning. So I'm going to leave media and media life alone for today. And going forward, I'm kind of just stick to talking to you. And it might be some things I'm going to mention that are in the media, I guess, but not really focusing on it as much. So I say that to say there are two things. And I don't even know if it's media related. Maybe it's just music related that I wanted to discuss. One being Nas's album, again, that came out. Like, and I think I've talked to you guys about this already, but I really, really, really implore you to get this fucking album. I did. I just thought about it. I did talk to you about this. So I don't even have to be long about it. My niggas, if you have not heard this album... And I'm kind of thinking that it's not going to resonate with every age demographic. I totally see that not being something that maybe people who are 18 to 25, depending on the level of wisdom that they have, will probably, you know, go out and cop and vibe off to. I totally see this being a 30 plus era that's really tuned in to the sound, to the album more than anybody else. So I was listening to it before I started to talk to you guys, and I'm just so proud of Nas. Like, I'm really happy when music like this comes out. Like, I listen, you guys, you know I love music. I give everybody an opportunity to be themselves. But I can't deny the fact that I am hurt by where music currently is right now. Just, it's fucking ignorant. I'm sorry, but not sorry, because I'm not the one out here putting this ignorant shit out. It's so dummied down. It's so
propaganda type is so reckless. Thank you, Spirit. Spirit said the music is reckless these days. I mean, one would argue, hasn't it always been? No, it hasn't. Even with the era of gangster rap being what gangster rap was, and, you know, rappers in that time discussing things that seemed overly violent, right? Because in my era, it just, you know, the world did not approve, mostly because the murdering, the guns they hear, the drug selling, the, you know, it was like we were perpetuating violence, and that's not what we were doing. In fact, we were just telling our story of what the fuck we was left in. You understand? When you heard the stories or the raps of niggas in the 90s, and they talking about guns, drugs, gangs, and shit like that, nigga, that's what we saw. You know what I'm saying? That's what it was. That's what the hood was. So niggas was just basically really telling their story, right? But now, when you hear all of most of the rap, whether it's females or males, it's, to me, very disappointing. Because a lot of y'all niggas don't even have to talk about the shit that y'all talking about. A lot of y'all don't even come from that life. And y'all talking about it. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just weird now. It's just weird. For the men, everybody is just, you gotta fuck all the bitches in the world. And for the women, they gotta fuck all the niggas in the world. It's just, yeah, moving forward. So, so I say that to say, you guys know how much I love Nas, and I'm quite certain I've had to mention this on a podcast episode in the past. I don't know which one. I'm definitely certain that I mentioned this, and this is the reason why I played the songs for you guys that I played this morning. Because AZ, I don't even think you understand. Like, I if I didn't already say this, my nigga, I'm slipping if you didn't hear me already say this. AZ is an amazing fucking lyricist. And I've always, since, what was it, 95? When did Do or Die come out? I want to say 95. I really believe it's 95 off the top of the dome. I'm not Google searching nothing. I'm just thinking about the era. See, when you was there, you could think, you could remember what you was doing when that album came out. So that's how I'm reflecting. Like, when the fuck, where was I at? I think I was in like 8th grade type shit. Rest in peace, Grams. So, because the homie, rest in peace, Grams, put me on to AZ. Do or Die. And it was so crazy because he put me on to that album and Reasonable Doubt around the same motherfucking time. No bullshit. No bullshit. And I remember having a poster. Because back then it was street teams and shit for record labels and things like that, right? So I believe Scrams was on one of these record labels, street teams. So he would always, because he wanted to be a rapper. And I'm telling you, if he was alive, whoo, man, oh man. But the homie used to always make sure I heard exclusive shit. And so he put me on to AZ. And I'm telling you, like, from, that's the difference again between music these days. Like, and I was telling you guys this briefly in another segment, like, we could, I could hear something straight through. Like, this is why albums were being bought. You know what I'm saying? Because if I want to hear just one song, I buy a single. You know what I'm saying? Just the radio hit wonder shit, whatever. When I buy your album, I'm expecting your album to have at least 3/4 of this shit to be fire. Not about an album. You got about 12 tracks and I'm only liking three. Like, nah, I don't feel like I got my money's worth. What the fuck? But I say that to say, my nigga, Do or Die is a fucking classic. Ho Happy Jackie. And again, I played that shit straight through. Straight fucking through, my nigga. Once you got the number seven, was it number seven? More money, more murder, more homicide. Sugar Hill. Yeah, like, give me yours was a just give me. Oh my god. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh.
But hey, I had the joint out. Nigga gonna ask me what I want. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? I'm like, give me. Just give me. For the NYC. Give me what you can. Get back, back. Give me, why don't you give me the world? Give me what you can. Get back, back, back for the five boroughs.
Yeah, that was Gimme Yours. So, and again, AC and Nas is a perfect duo. They are. They're. It just goes together. They just go together. And yeah. Rather Unique is my favorite. I'm Rather Unique. Y'all niggas, I'm gonna do it to you this morning. I sure the fuck am.
Rock the house. Rock the house. Rock the house. East New York. East New York. East New York. East New York.
We was already more than people mind some Mulianis. Now we more fucked up with a mayor named Giuliani. You can try to rhyme me, analyze, but can't define me. My mind's divine, heavily entwined with Gandhi's fault.
My nigga, bars. You heard what he just said? No, because for me, my childhood, I remember watching videos, watching BET, waiting for the new videos. If I was at somebody's house who ain't have cable, then we was watching Video Music Box type shit. But we was catching them videos, and I don't know. AZ, what made me fall in love, honestly, with AZ is his voice, too. And that's why certain artists, I am so allured by their voice when they rhyme. Like, AZ is perfect example. I love his voice. I absolutely love it. Kiss is another with the voice box that's just undeniably unique. Like, that laugh. Like, are you kidding me? Who else got a very distinctive voice when they rap? Bust is one, too. Busta is another one. Wayne too. Wayne's voice is alluring. I love his voice over the beat. I'm thinking, is there anybody else who stands out? But you get my drift. You understand what I'm saying? Like, sometimes people's voices just over the, they got this kind of voice that just, well, AZ's voice is like that. So I say all that to say, I seen yesterday, I was checking out something on the internet, and I seen that AZ is coming out with another album September the 10th. And so, you guys, you wouldn't even believe what the nigga is naming this album. Like, Do or Die 2. You know I'm super hyped, though. Super hype. Super hype. So, these niggas better not try to sue a bitch. But word, it's all love. It's all love. But yeah, there's a song called The Wheel featuring Jaheim. My nigga.
Yeah, it's time, Black. It's time. You feel that magnetic, right? Let's get 'em.
And we're all just spooks in a big old deal. Whole thing turning, trying to roll up hill. Twist that cap, nigga, pop that steel. The perp don't get 'em in the cocaine wheel.
And you know, and you know, and you know
that it's real, yeah. Oh, but you don't really know how to feel. Trust is costly. Life a bitch, girl, just divorce me. Timepiece frosty, that's why you only get one chance to cross me.
Trip so saucy.
Three different chicks, one caramel mocha coffee. Heaven help me, cause I'm still caught in the wheel.
Luxury car living, I'm Allah hopping. The album's dropping. Douce champagne, the Henny gallons popping. Processing the accolades of life. Calculating the hate, evaluating the price is known. My style alone, I can carry my own. Calm demeanor, though with various tones. I base hell when your features is as fresh as your sneakers. You age well from the beeper ever. A reefer buffers that make bell.
A beeper era. I had my beeper. Remember when the beeper was out and a nigga used to be hyped because they could flip the beeper around and see that somebody sent them the message, hello? It was a certain way you put a number 0, there was a 7, and a 4 or some shit, and a 3. You flipped the shit around and said hello. We were so outdated with technology, but to us, we were loopy. That's why I laugh at the kids got all these things they got at their disposal compared to the things we have, and we had, I should say, and it's just funny as fuck. So anyway, yeah, guys, it feels like the hip-hop gods are smiling and blessing me, and blessing you too, because if you're a fan of hip-hop, real hip-hop is finna come back, like, and it's crazy, because it was an intro. I'ma find that intro too. We vibing this morning. I'ma find that intro. I think it's Pound Cake with Drake and Hove. Yeah, it is, and I found it too. I love this fucking intro.
Good God Almighty. Like back in the old days. You know, years ago they had the A&R men to tell you what to play, how to play it, you know, whether it's disco or rock. But we just went to the studio and we did it. We had champagne in the studio, of course, you know, compliments of the company, and we just laid back and did it. So we hope you enjoy listening to this album half as much as we enjoy playing it for you, because we had a ball. Only real music's gonna last. All that other bullshit is here today and gone tomorrow.
And that's a fact. By the way, y'all need to, if you haven't already heard Pound Cake, you should have fucking heard Pound Cake with Drake featuring Jay-Z. That's a fucking fire-ass song right there. Like, that was my shit for a hot second. But yeah, I'm very pleased that hip-hop look like they coming back harder than ever. Like, yeah, I need that. I needed that. Because I was starting to get depressed with music. Like, what the fuck? Like, the only thing I can hear is ass shaking and twerking and sucking. Now, I'm tired of that. You talking to people who really love music. That can't be life. What you say, oh, this can't be life. This can't be the only thing I'm hearing right now. And this is why I don't really listen to music. But, yeah. That whole part. Thank you, hip-hop gods. Thank you. Round of applause for real hip-hop making a debut. Like, you don't even know. Yeah. So, moving forward. So today I'm also going to be talking about some rather sensitive topics. Beginning with a topic that I can definitely resonate with. And if like the metaphysical and shit like that kind of like is not your thing, and
It's like, yeah, I don't want to hear that, Cole. Then, you know, what I tell you to do, don't listen. You know? Because I'm very versatile, so I can't just give you one side of me. There is no one side of me. There's like so many me's. Really is. And I love me, so this is my shit. So I'm going to talk about what I know and what's a reflection of me. Yeah. So, yeah. Anywho. So, when you hear shit like that, like the pauses, and it's like, wait a minute, she just started, sounds like she's starting a whole, what did you just finish doing? Yeah, I just had to pause you. Yeah, shit be happening. Like, calls be coming through. Kids be asking questions and shit. Word. Don't worry. Soon I'm going to be in a nice-ass studio. I'm manifesting that shit, all right? And this shit gonna sound even wavier than what the fuck it really sounds now. But I know that you're not here for all that. You actually here because you like what the fuck I be talking about. You like my vibe. So, you know, I appreciate that. God just gonna take me higher. Higher ground. You know how that go. But yeah, I wanted to talk to you guys about tarot readings and tarot in general, right? And spiritualists. Because, you know, I'm a tarot reader, right, you guys? And most of you guys knew that. Some of you probably didn't. Now you know, type shit. And it's like anything in this world, it's always a misconception about things that people don't know or haven't been informed of properly, right? Because if you don't know, you don't know. And then when somebody passes information on to you about a topic you don't know, more than likely you're just going to take whatever that person tells you as it being a fact. And then you have this conception or this conceived perception about a topic you don't even really know, or you've haven't taken the time to research on your own. So I say that to say, because, you know, a lot of times us tarot readers get a very bad rap, right? And that's mostly due to people's preconceived notions about tarot readers. I don't know if movies are to blame, media, you know, imagery. It's a lot of things that contribute to that, or just fear-based thoughts about something that you may not be comfortable about because you don't know about it. And whatever ideologies that are associated with you may tell you that this is bad, right? And I'm not here to argue whether, you know, people's theologies and religion. I'm not doing all that right now. I'm talking about me, my personal experience, and some misconceptions with what it is I do, right? And other people like myself do. Anything pretty much can get a bad rep. I'm one to believe anything could be good and bad, right? Something that's good can be turned bad. Something that's bad, if choosing to do so, can be good. But when it comes to tarot reading or tarot readers, we're often always projected as doing things in a mystical art. And it is. But please understand, not all tarot readers, okay, are out here casting spells on people, working with dark magic and the dark arts. And it's just so frustrating because, you know, tarot readers, at least the ones that I know and me, myself personally, we're actually here to serve humanity. Like, just so you know, like, we're not, you know, speaking for myself and those similar to me. We don't use our spiritual gifts to do malice and perpetuate some old low vibrational bullshit into people's lives. We do not overstep the boundaries of free will. We read cards because it's part of our gifts. It's part of our purpose. We're not manipulators of magic, right? And I say that to say because, you know, some people have kind of fucked up perceptions of tarot readers because they went to a fucked up tarot reader. You know what I'm saying? And I'm sorry that that happened to you, because it will happen. You know what I'm saying? It will happen if you don't, if you're not in tune to your own intuition and what's being told to you, right? Because who knows you better than you, other than God, right? So you got to be careful when you go to certain readers, and they can pick that up off your energy if you're naive, if you're easily led astray. And this is why I always stress to people in other platforms that I'm doing other things in, protect your energy, right? Because, you know, don't ever get it misconstrued. There's people out here that, you know, say, well, you know, I don't believe in dark magic and black magic and things of that sort, and to each his own. But just because you don't believe in something doesn't mean it doesn't exist. So that's very, you know, that's a dangerous philosophy, in my opinion, to have. You know, I don't believe in it, so it doesn't exist. No, on the contrary, it does. And if you don't believe in it, that means you lack the tools to protect yourself from certain things. Because just because you don't think it exists don't mean it don't exist, type shit, right? But, you know, to each his own. I say that also to say, some people have the gifts to be tarot readers, or they read cards, or they're clairvoyant, or they're mediums. And because of the way the world is, with their prejudging asses and preconceived fucking concepts of what psychics or who psychics are, and clairvoyance and clairaudience and things of that sort, they're afraid to be their true self. So this is why it's such a fucking imbalance in the world, because you have a lot of people who part of their mission and their purpose is to be who they are. They were meant to be. And the world doesn't always allow you to do that. And so when you live in that state of fear, you conceal or you suppress that in which you should be doing. And you end up indoctrinating a false narrative about that particular field of mythicism, right? So yeah, I say that to say, because I got a lot of I'm a light worker, y'all know I keep it all the way open book with y'all. I don't give a fuck what nobody say about me, because when you know who you are, the opinions of others really don't matter. Like, it's not gonna certify or, you know, kind of, what's the word I'm looking for, spirit? Invalidate, thank you, spirit, invalidate who I already know I am. Like, the, if you depend on the opinions of others to define who you are, man, oh man, I'm gonna pray for you. Because that's not the path you should be taking. You know what I'm saying? The validation comes from you knowing who you are, and from God telling you who you are. Now, if you don't believe in source, universe, source, divine, whatever that is a resource for you in a high vibration, I don't know. Like, I don't really got too much to say to those people, right? I'm limited on what I can say to y'all. But to people who do have a sense of spirituality, they do believe in a higher source other than their fucking selves, right? Know that it's okay to stand on something if it be principles of truth by your fucking self, right? Because I think that has a lot to do why sometimes people are just afraid to be themselves if it's something out of the ordinary. They don't want the backlash, they don't want the criticism, they don't want the, and not for nothing, it's open of a person that I am in terms of being my true authentic self. It took courage to actually this part of who I am to embrace that. Because like I said, it had nothing to do with me giving a fuck what people say. It's just like, is this it? This me? Even though you knew this was you, you just wasn't comfortable when you knew it was you, bringing it to the light. at the time that you knew it was you? And again, it could be for a variety of things. For me, I'll share why, you know, just I didn't want people, and this was young, like I knew who I was young, but you just, you know, the world ain't ready for it. And so it ain't even nothing, it ain't even about you not being ready for it. You knew the world wasn't ready and you didn't want the judgment. You didn't want the ridicule. You didn't want, wasn't ready to deal with it. And so you deny sometimes who you are just to, quote, fit in, if you will. And don't tell me people don't go through those phases, because I think we all as people go through a phase, some longer than others, where, you know, you try to fit in only to learn that you don't fucking fit in. You don't fit in for a reason, nigga. So stop trying to fucking fit in. Those is all part of the lessons on the journey. But yeah, I'm talking today really from out of my own personal perspective when it comes to being a tarot reader and the projection we get oftentimes as something other than what the fuck we are, right? And so you got tarot readers of the light, which is what I am, and then you have tarot readers of the, you know, of the dark. And you should know the difference before you just start putting everybody in one cookie fucking jar, because we're not all the same. We don't all have the same mission. We don't all service humanity in the same way. There are some people who read tarot, and they don't do it for the higher good of the collective, humanity. They do it for ulterior motives, for gain, of a weird type of gain. And I can see why those type of readers have people skeptical of all readers. Like, they probably was like, you probably listening and was like, shit, I know it was different time. I thought all these, it is. You have some people who are readers and their job is to confuse you should you come looking for advice or clarity in situations. You know what I mean? Like, and this is where the discernment comes in. If you reach out to psychic advisors and spiritualists to get some answers, you must also know the answers within you first before you go searching answers for somebody else. Because if you don't have that oneness with you, a spiritualist of any kind is going to pick that up. And if they're not there to do a service for you for the good, for the best reasons, yeah, knowing what they know off that energy that they just got off of you, they're going to manipulate the shit out of a reading. But, you know, God sees all. So whatever's done, fucked up, will always reveal itself when God is truly ready for it to be revealed. But I say that because, you know, there are people who want to reveal who they are and they're so afraid because of the backlash they feel they're going to get, or the, you know, how would you say it, Spirit? Like, people accusing, the slander. Thank you, Spirit. The slander of them not being who they say they are. And do you really need these motherfuckers' validation? Like, when you walk with Spirit, when you walk with Source and Divine, and you know who you are, and you doing what you've been led to do, fuck these niggas who say you ain't authentic. Because if anything you say that's being filtered through the Spirit of God, Holy Spirit, Divine Spirit, is gonna prove itself. Those words never come back void. Are you crazy? Yeah. So yeah, you know, I felt the need to say that today because, you know, I've come across a lot of readers in my life, good and bad. I'm a reader. And, you know, I'm seeing now more than ever, especially with the shift in the world, in the universe, that people are searching for some form of spirituality. And sometimes they aren't clear on things and they reach out to people like myself. And they end up getting sometimes even more confused than what the fuck they were before they reached out to that person. And I always implore people to meditate on anything you're gonna do before you do it, type of shit, right? Before you start looking for answers for somebody else, again, look to God for those answers and see if he's guiding you to get more clarity from a person that he put in place in your life to fill the void for what you don't know, so they can tell you what you need to know. all here for a purpose, to do something. And a lot of the times is a lot more than what you think your purpose is. You might be a whole, for example, medical doctor, right? And you think that you went to school all these years and this was your purpose. And it could have been a piece of your purpose. Your purpose may very well be a healer in another form, or may have nothing to do with the medical field at all. You might have tapped in and realized, yo, I'm an amazing artist. And I get more satisfaction out of doing that and bring a lot more joy and inspire more people to be who they are through that art. So, yeah. You guys, I don't give out personal ratings. I don't. And the reason for that is, for one, I don't charge people for that service. And to each his own for those readers who do. I don't look down on them. You shouldn't. If they've been guided to charge for a particular talent, a gift that they've been given from the Most High, then that's what they've been, you know, guided to do. Me personally, my purpose is not for that reason. If it should change in the near future, it'll change. But I do what I do to help because I know what I know. And I've been given the things that I know to let motherfuckers know because they don't seem to know. So how could I charge you for that? Nah, I don't do that. Another thing I wanted to discuss is tarot readers always getting confused, always getting accused. I should say, that's what I needed to say, said confused. Always getting accused of performing black magic. And listen. It exists. Not every person that's a reader, a spiritualist, psychic, a medium, a clairvoyant is doing that. I, for one, don't do that, okay? I don't need to do that. You know, some people, that's what they do, right? And people do what they do. Ko don't do that. Ko don't have to do that. That's not where I specialize in, okay? I'm of light, so I don't deal with that. I don't have to. I deal with God. Straight to source, okay? So if you was wondering, doing all these readings on the gram and playing with cards and what the fuck is come about? Call about God, the Holy Trinity. You understand? I have gifts and I share my gifts with people because that's what I'm supposed to do. And I'm not embarrassed to say who I am and to do what I do. Now, if you don't like it, then you don't gotta be in my energy field. You know what I'm saying? I'm never gonna stop being who God intended me to be to make nobody comfortable. You understand? That's not gonna happen at all, ever. I don't think it's happening in any lifetime I've been here. So it ain't happening in this one. I am who I am. Like it, love it, or fuck it, right? But yeah, we oftentimes get a very bad rap. People from the Christian community look at us and they cast judgment on us a lot, you know what I'm saying? And it's weird because I'm like, damn, you know, I'm still Christian, you know what I'm saying? I don't conform to a religion, but as you just heard me say, you know, God is the Almighty, God is the Father, Jesus is the Son, and the Holy Spirit is the Comforter, the Holy Ghost. Now, I don't get into the parameters because I know other forms of religion, and I respect everybody's shit, you know what I'm saying? Because Muslims is going to worship differently than a Buddhist, than a Jew, somebody in the practicing Judaism. So I don't get into mine's is right, yours is wrong. Nah, that's not even enlightenment once you start doing all that. I allow people to see truth for themselves based on the information that if I'm guided to give them, they're given. You know, there is no, and be mindful, folks, of people who try to push their, this is right, yours is wrong. Nah, True enlightenment don't come like that. True enlightenment comes where whatever I'm saying to you is so universal. It don't matter. It don't matter who the fuck you are, who the fuck you worshiping, and what the fuck you believe. We all on the same accord. You understand? Yeah. But a lot of times, you know, our Christian brothers and sisters will judge who we are, spiritualists, you know, and what God has guided us to do. And it's like, that's quite unfair, y'all. You know what I'm saying? Like, especially when y'all read the word and, you know, y'all supposed to understand that we've all been given spiritual gifts and talents and we're here to do what we're guided to do. And just because you're not guided in that way, you shouldn't look down at the next person who's living their purpose or condemn them or accuse them of something that they're not just because you don't understand what they're doing. Sit down and talk with them. You probably find out they love God just as much as you do, if not more. You know what I'm saying? Before you sit there and, oh, no, the Bible says you ain't supposed to be doing this, that, and third. And wow, the Bible also says you ain't supposed to be judging people. None of us is under the law, okay? Number one, Christians, I know you should know that. We're saved by grace. God, Jesus' one commandment was what? Love, love, love. And this is what light workers like myself, high priestesses, empresses, readers, tarot readers, spiritualists, they promote love. You know what I'm saying? You start getting around motherfuckers and they want to encourage you to pay people back and give you rituals and spell work to make people fall in love with you. I don't know about all that. Like, I could understand if you got some concern in that area. Because shit, I got some concern. I don't want to be involved in anything that, you know, is encouraging people to hurt other people for self, for any intent. Most of the time people do that because they're selfish and they want something, and if it was truly theirs, then they will understand the laws of nature and just letting things flow. But they can't allow that to happen because they know inside their heart letting shit flow won't go in their, you know, won't go to their direction, it won't go their way. So they gotta manipulate the situation, fate, if you will. And, you know, I don't indulge in any form of any divinity that's got to do with anything like that. So I'm just putting that out. Like, ain't nobody fucking with free will over here. Like, I understand that's a huge no-no. That karma, you hear me talk about karma and karma, that's where that come from, because somebody thought that they was in charge. And the crazy shit is they be in charge temporarily. For a little while, they do. For a little while. Then they lose all forms of control because you was never in control. But yeah, you guys, I felt compelled to talk about that today because, you know, a lot of people lately been asking me like, oh, Cole, you do readings? I see you on Instagram and you be doing, yeah, because it's part of who I am. I like what I do. I'm guided to do it. I get, you know, my team is always shaping me to be more and more the best version of who I am. And this is no longer about whether you approve, they approve. I'm true to me. I approve. God approve. You heard? So I do what I do because I'm me. And I do hope that, you know, that helps somebody out who has some form of spirituality that they want to tap into and they're being, you know, led to, you know, in truth though. You know what I'm saying? Because some people be out here swagger jacking this spirituality too. Like, don't fake it, my nigga, because that's dangerous too. Don't be claiming shit you really not. You see somebody else in their power or in their, you know, alignment, and you like that and you're inspired, and all of a sudden you start saying this is you without doing the work. Key emphasis on doing the fucking work. I didn't get where I'm at in the position God has me in unless I did the work. I ain't wake up one day, folks, and was like, yo, I could see the future. I'm a psychic. Nah, it didn't go like that. God put me through the fire, through the test. I went through a lot of spiritual wars. Still going through them, my nigga. Of course I am. I'm on the twin flame journey, so that's not stopping until, you know, me and masculine link. But yeah, we go through it. But we're successful in these wars because of source. You know what I'm saying? And the things we engage in or don't engage in. You know? And this is why I try to really, you know, I ain't perfect. I'm a sinner. We all are. But I also understand what I was made to do. And it's a great feeling when you know who you are and what you're supposed to do. So whether one person listens to me or a fucking million, I'm doing what I'm supposed to do. And I do hope you do the same. I really do. I truly do. Look, they mad. They don't want me saying, y'all want me talking them comics and low vibes like this bitch out here testifying. Yes. Yes, I am. Yes, I am. Okay. Moving forward to another sensitive topic, and just to me is equally important, if not, you know, maybe a little more, if not equivalent. You take it how it resonates. So it just seems like to me, in this generation we're living in, we're not really, or we don't appear to be too much concerned about our sexual health, right? Real talk. I've been watching for a couple of years, music-wise, media-wise, this world has become very sex-based, right? And it's probably stated that it's always been, right? Like, sex has always sold, been profitable, cool, right? We all adults. We vibing right now, right? My issue with sex being such a continuous focal point is that we're failing to project safe sex more than we just project sex, right? So sex, sex, sex everywhere, sex in songs, sex in cartoons, my nigga, sex in TV, fuck cable. I remember when I was young, in order to see certain risky sort of behavior, you know, it had to be a certain broadcast channel you was watching. Definitely was cable. It was never on a regular TV like 2, 4, 5, 7, 9. They weren't doing none of that. You know what I'm saying? But things have changed. This is why I say be mindful of change. Because some people act like change overall is good. No, not all change is good. You got to be very aware of what change is a change for positive. Because sometimes things change for the worse, my nigga. And I say that to say STDs are at an all-time high. All-time high. And I don't see a lot of attention being drawn to that these days. I see, you know, obviously we're in a pandemic. COVID is what it is. So that's taking, you know, most of our attention when it comes to health-related issues. But it's almost like, and how you say it? It's almost like out of sight, out of mind, right? And so I noticed the other day I was watching, which is rare because I don't even watch TV no more, but I was watching TV and I saw a commercial. I saw a commercial for, if I'm not mistaken, it's like a medication that you can take. It's only for men, though. Only men can take this medication, according to the advertising I saw on TV, to prevent themselves from contracting HIV if they had sex with someone who is HIV positive. So I was like, wow. Wow. Interesting. Right? Because on the surface, that sounds like a good fucking drug to have out here, right? But if we can make that type of drug, right, why couldn't we just go a step further and just make a drug to get rid of the virus altogether rather than create a drug for a particular gender that allows you to not contract the virus should you sleep with someone who has it? Like, okay. And so then I sat here and I watched, or rather I listened, because it was like a combination of both, some music videos and just sex, 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 sex. And like, damn, that's what you see. For those who are not awakened, that's what people are going to mimic. And so you got a bunch of people out here right now, predominantly the youth, that's out here just having unprotected sex, because all they see is sex, 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 sex. They don't see nobody having sex and talking about, you know, protection and shit like that. No. You have the world showing you an image of, go ahead, have as much sex as you want. It's almost like no one is indicating I don't want to call it a side effect, but like, it's like we're overshadowing the consequences of risky behavior. Truly. And that's, it's not okay. It's really not okay. And the reason why I'm talking about it is because, you know, there are so many storylines that come from a lack of discipline sexually. I've heard a lot of storylines. And you know, many people who ultimately end up affected the most, you guys, statistically, with STDs, believe it or not, aren't even people who are promiscuous. They, in most cases, are in a relationship with someone that they're loyal to, and they're presuming their partner is loyal to them. And obviously, if somebody got something, somebody ain't loyal, and you just wake up with something, you contracted something. And many times the person who wasn't out here fucking around has to pay the consequences of the actions of the person they were in a relationship with, quote, that was. And nobody talks about that. It's this stigma that I think we're not really discussing. We're not talking. It's like sweeping shit under the rug now. We're not talking about what's really going on with these diseases and the lack of responsibility that some people are not out here giving sexual, you know, in a sexual environment, atmosphere. You have people, and you know, things happen. If you happen to be a person that has a sexual transmitted disease, right? You don't have to, how would you say it, I guess? Nobody's telling you you have to disclose your fucking health status on a fucking post. However, it is your responsibility to make people aware that you're having intimacy with. You understand what I'm saying? I hope that makes sense. Like, if you have contracted a STD for whatever reason, I definitely not here to sit here and judge and be like, well, that's what you get, because you got people, and that's where I go with the stigma. There's people who have STDs out here in this world, you guys, that didn't do anything fucking wrong. All they did was trust the partner they've been in a relationship with. You know what I mean? You got to think of it. This is why I tell people, sometimes your minds be so fucking limited, because you hear or you associate STDs with hoes and,
you know, niggas out here fucking everything or fucking on a down low. And my nigga, again, there are people who are victims of those people you only seem to consider when it comes to STDs. And this is why I ask you guys, if you're listening to me, to be responsible for yourself. You can't, you know what I'm saying? You ain't got no, you can't control what other people do, but it does begin and end with you, right? Because a lot of times people are in situations where they may have an STD and they are not honest with themselves nor with the people that they're sleeping with. And so this is why the cycle is like a nasty ass universal karmic circle. Why people are getting jammed up in situations because nobody's being truthful when they laying down with folks. I don't know if niggas just think, I hope they good or they look good or she says she wasn't. Like, you can't know, my nigga. Or if you ask this, you feel awkward saying, nah, I ain't gonna ask this bitch for her medical records because she probably be like, what? Nah, fuck that. Ain't nobody got time for. My nigga, if you grown and you having healthy sex, what's wrong with asking somebody, yo, you know what I'm saying? Can I see your health records if you don't mind? If it's at that level where y'all getting ready to be intimate, like, niggas that fuck you, raw dog, don't know you from a can of paint and feel offended if somebody, if you want to have sex with me and I ask to see papers on you? Like, are you kidding me? And if you should be in a situation where if you unfortunately do have a STD, be honest with your partners. Let them know what they getting themselves or potentially will be getting themselves involved in. Because that's quite unfair and, you guys, illegal, depending on what you giving niggas, to engage in unprotected sex. Know your health status is compromised and not tell the person that you're having intimacy with. Not only is that morally fucked up, you're contributing to diseases being spread. If you want to be out here fucking the dog shit out of bitches all day, every day, be safe. Be responsible, not just for yourself, but for that other person. Because I look at it like this. If this person was so eager, or you're eager to just have unprotected sex with this person, and you may not even know them that well in some cases, who else are they that eager? You see what I'm saying? It makes the wheels in your head go, damn. And who the fuck did they sleep with? And who the fuck did they sleep with? And then by the time you think about it, it's like, yeah. And don't get too caught up into the longevity, because you could be with somebody, you could just meet somebody and be in a jam, or you could be with a partner for shit years. And because they're not being honest about what the fuck they doing outside of the relationship, they go out there and do some shit and not protect themselves, catch some shit that they can't get rid of and bring it home to you. And I tell you none of this until you go to the doctor. Like, you guys, and again, I don't hear too many people talking about this, but I'm going to talk about it because it has to stop. It has to stop somewhere. All you see is everybody fucking, TV fucking. Nobody reaching for condoms. Nobody. Like, it's like, do we want everybody out here sick? Possibly, right? Because big business, pharmaceuticals. I don't know. I'm just, you know, these are the things I think about. And these are the discussions I have with, you know, some of my homies and shit. And it's like, damn, that's worth talking about. Maybe nobody else will talk about it, but, you know, I ain't everybody else, so I'm going to talk about it. So I'm going to ask you guys, you know what I'm saying, whether, whatever your sexual status is, right, or, you know, health status,
be safe and be honest about your situations, right? Because it's unfair for anybody to be in a situation that they just was not made aware of, okay? I wouldn't want anybody to be going through that, but the reality is there's a lot of people going through that already, like, you know what I'm saying? And stop looking at everybody that go through those situations. And I'm gonna be honest, that's why this shit is going around like it is too, because those people, they probably want to tell you or tell the person that they're with, yo, this is my situation. But because the stigma of whatever's going on with them is so crazy, they're not comfortable, so they just do fuck shit. And it's just nasty. It's nasty world. And, you know, like I said, I've heard so many scenarios and stories that break my heart. And I'm, you know, down to the ones where I even, yo, no bullshit. If I'm lying, I'm dying. I've heard stories where people are so vindictive. Like, they catch, you know, a disease and they're so devastated that they caught what they caught and possibly can't get rid of it, that they now make it their agenda, like their personal fucking agenda, to go out here and make sure they sleep with people unprotected purposely just so they can feel the way that they feel. Like, my nigga. My nigga, be smart about it. Be smart about your movements. You know what I'm saying? That's all I'm saying. From Cody, y'all. That's all I'm saying. Because you know Cody love y'all. Be smart about what you doing. Fuck that naive. Fuck that damn, this bitch bad. Fuck that, that nigga got money. Fuck all of that, my nigga. Be smart. All right? So, that's all I'm going to talk to you about today. Let that marinate this Saturday. And yeah, I'll catch up with you next week. Talk some old other type of shit for another type of day. Okay, you guys, I'm out of here. Later, you guys.
Available to take your call. Please leave a message after the tone.